Jessica Baker. And everyone around the globe who celebrates today is their birthday. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yes, maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Just in case you hadn't heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy, let's do it now. From the category Timeline for 600 points, King Darius was the son of this man. Was it Nain, Solomon, Ahasuerus, otherwise known as Xerxes, or Nebuchadnezzar? The answer is found in Daniel 9:1. And if you responded, who is Ahasuerus? Or if you said, who is Xerxes? That would be the correct response. Good for you. All right. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. You know, I want to talk about the Derek Chauvin verdict from Minneapolis yesterday. And, you know, many people are celebrating the verdict and celebrating that justice was done in this particular case. And it certainly was. But I have to warn us not to become complacent at this one verdict. Here's why. Because there are many other instances of these kind of things happening in our society. Many of those cases are still unresolved, and many more cases are not going to be resolved. So let us not be complacent. Let us not celebrate as if everything is going to be all right from this moment forward. Here is what we really have to do. We have to, and I do put emphasis on have to, love one another. And we have to see the very best in one another, even our law enforcement officials. We have to see the best in them. We also have to govern ourselves accordingly, knowing that there could possibly be targets on our backs. So what I'm saying is, let us not become belligerent, confrontational. Let us be God-fearing and loving and kind, because it seems like people are looking for a reason, if you know what I mean. Don't give them one. Let's love one another as Christ has loved us. And when we see one another the right way, when we see each other as God sees them, there's no reason for us to be in any kind of confrontation with law enforcement. Amen. All right. That's it, and that's all for this edition of the Wade Hampton Show. I hope that you learned something. Maybe you were even entertained a bit. In either case, good for you. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. There are those who think they can, and there are those who think they can't. And you know something? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
When the sky gets dark, when the fear creeps in, unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Praising him.
New music now.
I'm encouraged. are the things I speak over my life. And now I know I am much stronger now. And so despite what the enemy tries, I can rely on the word of God. So now, I see my future and it looks better to me. For if God be for me, who can be against me? There is nothing.